Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We have been giving a market update on the game heading up until kickoff. And right now, courtesy of pregame.com, Chiefs and the 49ers, the Chiefs still holding as a one-point favorite, Fez, the point total 54.5.
Yeah, and a few of the select big boys in Vegas, the big sports books, have gone to 1.5 on the Chiefs, including the Mirage and Caesars. So we are seeing some Kansas City money in Vegas, but overall the number is still KC minus one and more often than not most of the places.
And Brad, do you think, where do you side on this? Because I know RJ has been saying that he likes that this line is going to go to 1.5. Fez, you still see it sitting at one. Brad, where do you see the momentum taking this, and where do you think we end up?
Oh, wow. So you're asking me what side I'm going
to
take
on
that bet.
I mean, listen, I'm not trying to cause problems here, but yeah. I kind of am.
Wow, it's like picking between children. I mean, RJ Bell, Steve Fezzik. You know what? I'm actually going to side with RJ, and normally I would with Fezzik as far as line moves in the NFL. Fezzik is about as good as it gets as far as predicting where the line's going to move. I don't see it moving much. We have hardly seen any movement so far. I know bigger money's going to come in, but I think that'll be offset by the public money, which will certainly have a say here on Kansas City. I think it stays right where it's at. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to answer, it stays where it's at. I'm going to go with neither of you guys.
And so do you think that the line is perfect, or are there people waiting around to jump in on this and try and make a splash one way or the other?
The pros are waiting for a plus two on San Francisco. That's the buy price. I went ahead and talked to some of my friends who are professional gamblers, and almost across the board, they all said, you know what, at plus two, I'm making a real big bet on the 49ers, and there's no hurry to bet the Niners now because they know the public is going to be betting Kansas City, so the pros are waiting to bet the Niners.
Fez, you know, two isn't, like, in our industry known as a really key number, but because of the extra point being moved back in recent years, because there's extra pressure on the Super Bowl, is that why some of those professionals think two is a little bit more key than what it was 10 years ago?
Yeah, exactly right. And with a total of 54, let's face it, all these numbers become more likely to land the obscure numbers because of more field goals, more two-point conversions, etc. And the advanced analytics guys, you never know what they're going to do. A team's down eight. In the past, they would always kick the extra point, and now many of the coaches go for it down eight, and that makes the two more common.
That's interesting you brought that up, Brad, because I hadn't thought about that. And obviously we knew that – moving the extra point back, which is what I think is one of the most brilliant things the NFL has done. I was totally against it. I thought, what are we doing? You're turning this into a circus. Why does this need to happen? It's made a play that was not exciting at all, that nobody gave a crap about. That was when you got up to go get something done or go get something to eat or use the bathroom. You have to watch every extra point now because of how many times they're missed. If you think about it, it's the NFL has made the game easier for every other position except for kickers. They've all done nothing but try and make it even more difficult for them to do their job. Adam Vinatieri was about ready to retire halfway through the season because he couldn't make an extra point.
Yep.
So the fact that they moved the extra point back, to a large degree, we all looked at it as, okay, it's going to have a point impact, but from the betting standpoint, as you're saying, it's now made you guys sort of recalibrate and reevaluate how you look at these lines going forward.
Exactly. Not only lines, but specifically for the Super Bowl, because the prop market, you can bet, will there be a missed extra point? Fez, in the past, that was a slam dunk. You're going to say, no, there will not be a missed extra point. Now, I mean, lately, you're not willing to make that bet.
Yeah, and I am willing, much more likely, to bet, yes, there will be a two-point conversion attempt and a successful two-point conversion attempt. Why? Because teams start chasing these points. Once they lose one to a missed extra point, then they start going for trying to tie the game, etc. So more likely you get these two-point conversions.
And numbers to back it up. In the last 10 Super Bowls, there's been 8 out of the last 10 Super Bowls with a two-point conversion attempt. And in the last 3 Super Bowls, we've seen 2 of them with a missed PAT. So the numbers backing that up here and recently.
All right, so we've been talking about the Super Bowl. It's -1 for Kansas City. The point total is at 54.5. So no movement on the line. No movement on the point total. So you look around and you go, well, that's kind of boring. I mean, what's going on at the Super Bowl? I mean, is there going to be any change? We're going to get any update? Ladies and gentlemen, roll out the red carpet in your ears for the great and powerful Steve Fezzik, who has found movement, a developing situation in the Super Bowl, in the prop betting market. Steve Fezzik, take it away.
Blue Horseshoe loves purple to be the Gatorade color. 24 hours ago, you could bet on that. What's the color of the Gatorade bucket going to be dumped on the coach? 13-1. Purple was the long shot. Now purple is the favorite. Purple is almost even money. There's a lot of whispers going around that the Gatorade's going to be purple as a tribute to Kobe. So just in the last 24 hours, think about this, Jonas. How often would you see a team that was a 13-1 underdog become the favorite 24 hours later? And it shows the value of getting information on predetermined props like this. This is not random. This is set in stone situations. What color is the Gatorade going to be?
That's fascinating. And look, it's a tough subject, obviously, for everybody.
Yep.
But when you do have information like that, and you can sort of take advantage of what you know and that insider information, you have an obligation to do that. Am I correct? I mean, that's where you would see this and go, okay, I want to get involved, and if that means that I can make a little bit of money on it, then I can make a little bit of money. But they do set limits for these, right? So you can't go – it's not like somebody could go crazy. So what are the limits like? How much can you bet on certain predetermined bets like this in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, so I sent out an open order to my guys in the desert and other places to see what they could get. And one of them got down a $200 bet. One got down a $100 bet. But, hey, still at 9-1, 200 paying 1,800 when you get the favorite at 9-1. That's pretty decent ROI.
Is there any at this point? So we're at the midway point of the week, and going into the Super Bowl, obviously there's so many things you can bet on. I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of prop bets that you can bet. Point totals, first quarter, second quarter, second half. Like, you can get into so many. Do you guys, for Super Bowl week, usually have a routine? By Wednesday, I'm looking at the rushing props. By Thursday, I'm looking at this. Do you guys find yourself in a pattern heading into the Super Bowl, or is everything a year-by-year basis?
Everything's a year-by-year basis, but the pattern is do your homework early. Stay up all night on Sunday night. Have your numbers ready to go. I'll give an example. There's a bunch of Zion props that are up, and Zion started out with an over-under, and how many points he was supposed to score? 14 in his first game. Well, his minutes keep going up, up, up. Zion's averaging 18 points per game. So by the time he plays Houston on Sunday, the expectation is that he's going to score 20 points. And a few books set his expectation based upon the first two games when he was lined at 14.5 points. So there's a whole lot of Zion prop money that got bet advantageously.
Here's how the bets change, and I know you're going to get into this later, and I'll let Steve explain it a little bit more, but you early on in the process, when these props bets open up last week, at the end of last week, you're looking to bet a lot of unders, more of the sharper plays like that, you know, rushing yards for a particular player under, receiving yards under, maybe even quarterback under if you think there's value. Now, I mean, well, it's more under now, Fez, than at any other point. It's over early in the process because you want to beat the betting public. Who's going to want to bet Patrick Mahomes over? I'll give you the prop that we gave out, Patrick Mahomes over rushing yards. We said, hey, 28.5, let's go over. Now that's like 32.5, 33.5. Betting public's going to come in on Super Bowl Sunday and still want to bet that over. What Fez and myself will do will end up not necessarily the case with that one, but other props end up betting the under later.
Yeah, early on.
That was that's unbelievable. Yeah.
Early on, get that ahead of the good story. So the good story, hey, Mahomes, he's a pretty good quarterback, right? The public's going to bet him to go over, and you do your handicapping, and as it turns out, Mahomes averaging 53 yards in the playoffs, and he's facing a defense that has frankly had struggled to contain mobile quarterbacks. Yep. Of course, people are going to bet Mahomes over. Get in line first, bet over 29 before it goes up, 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 and it has gone up, and certainly it's 35. Same thing with his pass yards. Bet over 300 early in the process, and then, yes, right before the game kicks off, Powers and I probably be popping under 322. Yeah,
that's crazy. So, and Fez, you did talk about this on my highly rated weekend overnight show, and by highly rated, I mean not rated at all. You talked about how you loved that over on Patrick Mahomes. When you placed the bet, it was at 28.5.
Yes.
By the time you were done with the interview on my show, it was at 29.5. The next morning, it was at 30.5. So if we've seen it grow basically a point a day, you called your shot last Friday night into Saturday. You said, I think it's going to be at 35. The Patrick Mahomes rushing yards prop will be at 35 by kickoff. It's trending that way.
Exactly. And the only reason it didn't get there faster, Jonas, is I got to question, you know, your ratings on Saturday night. Why it didn't move even more?
Hey, listen, you know what? I can be honest about it. All right. All I need is one listener. All right. I'm not a numbers guy. All right. I only need one. All right? I'm not promiscuous like you, Fez. But no, it's fascinating to see how you guys look at this stuff and just when you strike on something early, how you can come back around and then bet against it because now the market is following you.
Yep.
So it's, I mean, I'm not that smart. I don't have that sort of discipline. I do what I did in Super Bowl 48. I bet on the Broncos, and then I continued to bet on the Broncos, and then I went more on the Broncos, and then I went 1-17 in my
live
bets.
Wager. Yes. You took three. You took seven. You took 11. Yep. What's the most you took during that game?
I don't know. I just kept drinking. I'll be honest with you. It was just at that point I said I'm screwed. I tried to play Super Bowl squares. I butchered that as well too. That was a mess. But listen, you learn, you live and you learn, and I'm learning a lot sitting next to you guys here.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Sound the trumpets! It's horse racing time, so saddle up for the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250.
Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code CANDR, that's CANDR, only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18+, 21+, in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Super Bowl 54 betting rules. Steve Fezzik, take it away.
Avoid the needle in the haystack bets where you have a lot of different propositions where you can only one wins. Example, how many points is Kansas City going to score? Don't bet Kansas City's going to score 24, 26, or 28 because only one of them's going to win. And the dastardly bookie hides so much extra vig in bets like that, including what's the first player to score. By contrast, instead of that needle in the haystack bets, you want to make bets on things that you can bet two things of, yes or no, over or under. So, example, Patrick Mahomes, pass yards. You want to bet him over or under 305 yards. You don't want to bet him to have exactly 300 to 309 yards at 10-1.
Oh, you could have told me that a week ago. Thanks, man. Jesus, come on. Now, Brad, you noticed something when it comes to Pro Football Focus and how they are analyzing the top players around the NFL, something that would mean advantage 49ers.
So the beauty of the Super Bowl is you have 2 weeks to digest one game. So there's so many different ways you can get into a handicap of a game. And one thing that got released here, Pro Football Focus ranked the top 50 players that are playing in this Super Bowl. And what I found really intriguing, because you would expect, you know, the rankings to be close, like in the top 25, okay, Kansas City has 13, San Francisco has 12. It makes sense. Kansas City's favored by 1.5. Here's what I saw. San Francisco in the top 24 players, 18 of them were San Francisco 49er players, 6 Kansas City. 3-1, three times as many top 24 players the 49ers, the underdog, had compared to the Chiefs.
Now, Fez, when you look at something like that and you see that the 49ers have a significant advantage as far as having the better players. Look, Kansas City's got the flashier players, no doubt about it. Patrick Mahomes is flashy as they come. Tyreek Hill, those guys are awesome to watch, and they're fireworks every time. But, Fez, when you see something like that, how much do you factor that in to how you look at this game and which side you're going to play?
Well, all those players played each and every game, well, with absent the injuries that happened, like Quan Alexander and to Dee Ford, and it's all baked into the stats for the team. The bottom line is I'm not concerned, and here's why. Patrick Mahomes is the most important player in the NFL. He's worth 8 points to the line versus his backup. Patrick Mahomes is light years more important than any of these other players. So think about it. If any one of these players for San Francisco suddenly goes out,
D5.
D Ford is out. That's half a point. So the collective value of having all of these extra guys that are better than the Kansas City players, each and every one of them is only worth half a point. Mahomes alone is worth 8 points to the line.
So Mahomes is worth 8. Who's close? Who even gets close to Mahomes as far as that goes?
Yeah, Jackson was worth 8 points.
Lamar Jackson worth eight points.
Because he had such a tremendous year, and Russell Wilson is worth 7, and Aaron Rodgers is worth 7. This is amazing. Even though he had a down year, his backup is so bad in Tim Boyle that I have Aaron Rodgers worth 7.
Jesus, like we're at the Super Bowl. We're trying to do a nice family-friendly sports talk radio show here, and you got to take out Tim Boyle? The hell did he do to you? What did he do to you? Like, who's Mahomes' backup, and how bad is he? Is it Matt Moore?
Matt Moore is a good backup, okay, but Mahomes is so much better than any other quarterback in the league. In my numbers, that's why he's worth 8. And Mahomes and Moore's a great backup.
I would like to apologize to the family of Tim Boyle, friends of Tim Boyle that listen to Sports Talk Radio. That was Steve Fezzik who called you out here on national radio. Like, Tim Boyle trying to get to a Super Bowl, and he did. It was just right after Fez ripped him on national radio. Unbelievable. No, but that's fascinating. Those So 8 points Patrick Mahomes is worth. Has any player in the history of the league been worth as much?
Yeah, you know, going back, Aaron Rodgers, remember the stiffs that they had playing
Kaiser, Hundley.
10 points. 10 points.
So that's the highest ever. Yeah. So Aaron Rodgers, at one point in time in his NFL career, was worth more than any other player in league history.
Yes, because his backups were so atrocious.
Wow. Wow. Interesting.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
It is best bet times, guys. Steve Fezzik, you go first. Best bet, what do you got?
Jimmy G, more passing yards in the second half than in the first half. Now, if you recall, I like Jimmy G under 240 pass yards in another bet. And several people said, but Fez, aren't you concerned about what's going to happen in the second half? We know you're going to be in good shape in the first half because San Fran, we all expect, will pound the rock. We don't know if it's going to be all Mostert. We don't know if we're going to get some Burita. We don't know if we're going to get some Coleman. But San Fran, we expect to be running the ball. However, Kansas City certainly could have the lead in the second half where San Francisco will be forced to throw the ball much more. Great, because if they're forced to throw the ball more, then I'm going to win this prop. Jimmy G, more passing yards, second half, minus 140 versus first half.
Now, if they have success in the first half running the football, how are you feeling about your bet at halftime?
Well, I don't feel as bad, but you know what? It's still a 50-50 type of wager. So, and let's face it, San Fran can have great success running the ball and still be trailing in the fourth quarter because I expect Kansas City is also going to have great success.
And I also wonder, and this is why, and I mentioned this earlier, if you're Kyle Shanahan and you know everybody just expects, oh, they're going to run the football because their success is when Jimmy Garoppolo throws it less. I mean, that's the narrative, the perception, or whatever you want to call it. I wonder if Kyle Shanahan just says, okay, I got something for you. And we see play action early on. We see, you know, and they start having success throwing the football. Then when the second half comes, then you really slow Kansas City down, body blows, they say, you know, go to the body, the head will fall. I wonder if they would run the ball more in the second half, and that would hurt me. Well, because you like the oh, okay, you like the second over. Half. Okay.
But I don't think that's going to happen. Here's why.
This hold on. Sounds like Jonas disagrees.
Hold on, we got a bet.
Let's get a bet going.
Don't even feed that poison to me. All right, I don't need it. But let me ask you this. So Fez, you like Garoppolo under though for the game?
Yes. Bottom line, I think Garoppolo is going to throw for like 80 yards in the first half and about 120 in the second.
So your bet and both bets will be determined in the first half. If you think about it, like based on what happens in that first half, that'll tell you how you're going to do on both your bets.
Yes, if Jimmy G throws for over 120 yards in the first half, I am drawing dead to winning these two props.
Okay, that's awesome. All right, so that is Steve Fezzik here. That is his best bet. Jimmy Garoppolo over second half passing yards.
Versus first half.
All right, Brad Powers, what is your best bet?
I'm going to go with San Francisco in the first quarter, plus a half a point over Kansas City. Now, you're going to have to lay some juice here. $1.55. So you get about $155 to win 100. We're taking San Francisco plus a half point in the first quarter of this game. Here's why. You look at Kansas City, I think people have known the last couple games, what have they seen? Kansas City get off to slow starts. The reality is Kansas City's been getting off to slow starts all season long. Kansas City is getting outscored by 1 point per game in the first quarter. On top of it, San Francisco's the number four scoring margin team in the first quarter in the entire NFL. They're well above average. They're great in the first quarter, San Francisco. Not only that, but Fez, there's not a good expectation for a lot of first quarter scoring. It's only 10 and a half. And if I got an underdog here, when there's not going to be that much scoring, and on top of it, the chances of a tie are so strong in the first quarter. Think about this. If it's 3-3, if it's 7-7, if it's 10-10, even if there is scoring, we win this bet. San Francisco plus a half point.
Good stuff. Best bet from Brad Powers and Steve Fezzik. If you missed any of this show, including those best bets, you know you can check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. Straight Out of Vegas is brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. So, Brad, you were telling me, like, there's more to Fezzik than what meets the ears. All right, you've been telling me that. So
yeah.
If you had to lay some money down right now on what would get Fezzik arrested here in South Beach before the Super Bowl, what would it be?
Wow, what he would? It'd only take probably three white wines to do it. And I think anything's on the table that point.
Good. Just don't pull a Eugene Robinson, please, Fez. All right, please, for the love of it. And you can Google that, too, along with Olivia Munn. I'm not filling in the blanks.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.